Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday Read About It podcast. It's Friday. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And thanks for tuning us in. I hope you've seen The Dark Knight at least once by this point. Today, a bizarre celebrity sighting in an old movie, and I want to talk a little Dark Knight with you because that seems like what everybody is doing. First, though, this weekend is my high school reunion. This is the 10th anniversary of my 10th reunion. As I like to say to people, and I see those of you right now figuring it out with your calculators and slide rules. Yeah, I know how old I am. I am not going to this one. My job gives me the ready-made excuse of not going because I do have to work. I'm going to work all weekend. Sports never stops, and therefore neither can I. So I'm going to miss this one. But here, 10 years ago, the last reunion, here are my rules for the reunion. Here's what we did. Friday night, I was at a football game, of course, doing radio for it, so I didn't get there for the Friday night. We had it at our hometown game. Here's my memories of the 10-year reunion, what was fun and what was not. Friday night, everybody goes to the game and has a good time. Our hometown wins. And then after the game, everybody goes out to my county growing up was dry. In Texas, each county has the ability to choose whether or not they will serve alcohol. And so it's dry. If you want a beer or something like that, you got to go to the country club. So, of course, everybody went to the country club and got fairly well tore down after the game. By the time I got to town, it was all over. Everybody had broken up and gone back to their houses or hotel rooms or whatever. Everybody had a great time. All my friends that I was coming into town to see, I was, oh, man, you got to, it was so much fun. So-and-so was there and did this. And it was just like old times. I thought, okay, cool. So Saturday, we have a big meet and greet. Everybody's supposed to bring their husbands and wives and kids and family and all that to the city park. And there was a big like a rec center there. We're going to have a cookout and roast a boar. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was some kind of eating thing. But everybody's kids were there. So we got there, and it was about an hour of incredibly awkward, stilted conversation because you can't really talk about the really good memories of high school when you're around your kids. Especially when, some of the girls that I went to school with were having kids that were about to go into high school. Yes, I know mathematically it's difficult. One of them was headed that way. One of them was going to high school the next year. So you can't really say, hey, remember when mommy skipped school and conceived you back when I was a freshman? You can't really say that in front of your kids. So we had a lot of conversations that really didn't go anywhere. And you learned a lot about guys that were selling auto parts and, you know, what people had sort of been up to. But that was about it. It was really awkward. And I have enough awkwardness in my life. Then that Saturday night, we got together at the high school. They had a slideshow, which went on for, I think, 11 hours. It was like every picture that had been possibly taken that year, along with some court drawings, I think, courtroom artist sketches of what might have taken place. We were at the school, so we had, like, cafeteria food again. Yeah, it was okay. And then after that, everybody went out to the country club again and just got friggin' torn down and had a good time. It's just like every other social occasion, it seems. Alcohol makes everything run smoother. And let me say this, I don't drink. I don't drink at all. But everybody else, once everything started flowing, everybody had a great time. So I wish my class luck in celebrating without me. Good luck, all of you, we don't really have to keep hanging out just because we had lockers close to each other at one point in our life. That's all I'm saying. So good luck to everybody there. So my reunion is this weekend. Hope you have some pleasant horror stories as well for that. My weird coincidence of the week, I noticed this, I think last night, Silence of the Lambs was on. And not only is Bulldog Briscoe from Frasier a scientist in that movie, which is bizarre, but watch very carefully the next time that movie's on, and it's on a lot. One of the SWAT troopers at the end that's trying to hunt down Hannibal Lecter is 90s musician and somewhat actor Chris Isaak. Yeah. In 91 when this movie came out. Or actually, it might have been a little bit before that. Very, very confusing. It was like in Gus Van Sant's remake of Psycho, where she goes in the hardware store and the guy working the counter is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's just so friggin' confusing. Why is Flea there? Why is that a bigger role than I'm supposed to think it is? Why suddenly is the bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers in my movie? Does he have more lines than this? Is it a recurring character? Is he the killer? Very, very confusing at that point. The other thing is The Dark Knight, and I have watched it, and I really just enjoyed the heck out of it. I can't say it's the best comic book movie ever, because I haven't really sat down and thought about it. I'll tell you that I thought it was a great movie. I thought it would have been a great movie without the costumes and all that stuff. So I think it's the movie that the last three Die Hards should have been. You know, instead of that dreck we got for the last two, the last one and certainly number two. Die Hard with a Vengeance was pretty good. But you got a bad guy who's smarter than the good guy, and he's ahead of him because the good guy's not thinking in the right way, and then eventually they reverse things and everything's okay. I don't want to spoil anything in this for you, so there's nothing big here. My one complaint about the movie, and again, I'll do this without spoilers, so there's no need to worry about it. But this might be a minor spoiler here, but screw it. It's been out for a week and 12 billion people have seen it. If you're not one of them, that's your own fault. At one point, it becomes clear that the Joker's next targets are Harvey Dent and whatever Maggie Gyllenhaal's character was named, you know, the girl with the face like a foot, whatever that was. She decides that there's nobody that they can trust, so she tells the Harvey Dent character that she's going to go and hide out at Bruce Wayne. And he wants to know if he can trust him. It says Bruce's penthouse, you know, is as safe as being anywhere. You know, it did say I'll be perfectly safe there, which made absolutely no sense because the penthouse had already been broken into and she had been abducted from there once already in the movie. So other than that one gaping hole in the logic, I thought it was a great movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think Heath Ledger's performance would win him an Oscar. I don't think he win Oscars for underplaying roles in comic book movies. I just don't think you do it. I thought he did a great job. His Joker was far better than any other Joker I'd had ever seen before. I really preferred him over Jack Nicholson's. I preferred him over Cesar Romero's, Mark Hamill in the animated series. That character could exist. They stripped away everything that was comic booky about it and turned him into basically a terrorist. He's Tyler Durden with greasy hair. And so enjoyed it. I'll probably wind up watching it again. Maybe by next week I'll have figured out if it's my favorite comic book movie of all time or not, but there's a lot to go with that. The Watchmen trailer was on there. I wish I hadn't known the Watchmen trailer was coming, to be honest with you. I'm too close to this project. I still don't think it can be done. So that's going to do it for the podcast, folks. Remember, go see The Dark Knight, go to your reunions, and watch for Chris Isaak in Silence of the Lambs. That's basically all I've got to tell you this week. It's been quite hectic around here because football camps have opened up. Dallas Cowboys camp opened up in Oxnard, California, which, by the way, I thought Oxnards were what they turned those into calf fries. Yeah, but that's just me. Things are awfully busy, but I did want to drop in with the podcast. We'll have more coming up next week back here at readaboutit.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until then, I'm Reed. So long, and as always, Seacrest out.